And welcome to another episode of Judge and Dave Fix Your Life. I am Dave, and I do not have Judge, because he's in New York. And Jeff, our intern, is apparently lost in Arizona. So today, it's just going to be me, kicking a couple audience questions. All right. I'm happy to be back, and I'm happy to get this thing underway. Unfortunately, you know that Judge is in New York. He's doing some deep internal self-help, working on himself. He's studying with some of the greatest, most beneficial teachers that the spiritual world has to offer in New York City. He's teaching, or he's taking classes with a legendary teacher, Alley Cat Thompson of the Upper West Side. Alley Cat is a former real estate agent. He was actually on the TV show Million Dollar Listing, but got cut in the first episode and went down a pretty rough road. He was homeless and is still homeless for that matter, but he's in a better place. Judge sought him out and is training with him on the streets. And we sent Judge and I sent Jeff to Arizona to go pick up a crate of some of this really, 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 really high-end tequila in a place called Peoria, and he hasn't returned. Phone, not on, not responding to emails, haven't heard from him, no letters, nothing. So if you see Jeff out there in the wild, let him know that we're looking for him, and, you know, he has our money and possibly our tequila, so we'd like to get that back. Anyways, welcome to Judge and Dave Fix Your Life. And what we're doing today is we're going to take some emails, and we're going to do this like old school style. We're going to read them. I'm going to give you, you know, the best help I can possibly give you, which is the most amazing help, this side of west of the Mississippi, because Judge is on the other side of the Mississippi. So let's get right to it. Our first letter is from Nancy. Nancy. All right. Well, letter, email. You know what I mean. All right. So Nancy wrote to us and she said, "Hi, Judge and Dave. Longtime listener, first time writer." Thanks, Nancy. And she says that I have a 28-year-old son that is refusing to leave home. He currently cannot hold down a job, and I'm getting worried that there is a failure to launch, and I don't know what to do. I've tried to rent an apartment for him in Los Angeles, but that doesn't work out. He has moved back home with me. I currently live in Seattle. I pay for classes. I bought him a car. He wrecked the car, and he just likes to sit and do TikTok and smoke marijuana. Please help. Thank you so much, Nancy. Well, Nancy, first off, don't feel like you've done anything wrong. It's not your fault that your son is a complete failure in life. And it's not your fault that you're enabling him to be that failure. Well, actually, maybe it is a little bit of your fault, but I don't want to cast blame. That's not what we're doing. We're going to kind of identify the process here and give you some good tools to fix it. So first thing is, Nancy, you got a 20-year-old son that won't leave. That's an issue. I would like to do a role-playing scenario with you. And not me role-playing with you, but actually hire an actor to do some role-playing to get your son out of the house. Now, the direct approach doesn't work. The indirect approach doesn't work. That's why I want you to go hire this actor. I'm going to give you the name. And you can take that information, call him, set it up the appointment. But what we want to do is we want to set up somebody to kidnap your son. You know the times and places he's going to be at. You're going to have my friend Mac, we'll say, kidnap your son and drop him off in the wilderness with a bag of food and a sleeping bag. Now, the idea is that your son will have to survive. Now, there will be loosely, he'll have a cell phone with him in that bag, and there'll be an area where you get cell phone reception, but there won't be any numbers on it. So, assuming that he's like everybody else, he won't remember any numbers and won't be able to call anybody. So, we'll usually this works. Maybe, you know what? Scratch cell phone idea. We're just gonna drop off in the woods. When he makes his way back out of the wilderness, he will be become a self-reliant man, and he'll no longer want to suckle the teat of the comfortable lifestyle that you provide him, and he will leave and flourish. This has worked 85% of the time. There's a small percentage of people that got lost in the wilderness, and we're assuming that they made it out fine. They just never contacted anybody to let us know that they made it out, but people have made it out and they've had huge turnarounds. So I will respond with Max email offline, and you guys can set up that transaction. And I think that will be a really great opportunity for you to not only help your son fly the coop, but also, bring your relationship closer. He'll be really happy to see you after he gets back from his alleged kidnapping and drop off in the middle of nowhere. Excellent. All right. Next question comes from Lee. Lee reads, "Hi, Judge and Dave. I had a quick question about relationship advice." This is good because, I'm a relationship guru. And Lee's question is this: I recently bought a book called The Pickup Artist. And I went through the book and I have used all of its tools to. I'm sorry, there's a birthday celebration. I'm outside right now. I like to take these calls outside and walk. It helps me get my brain flowing. But unfortunately, there's a birthday. I want to keep it down, so I'm going to go this way. So let me get back to it. He got the book, he read it. We're back to the pickup artist. This is the deal. This is what's going on. Lee says that he's used all the tools, but he still cannot pick up any women, and he feels like a complete failure, even with his book's help. All right, well, Lee, luckily you wrote in. I can help you with this. I can make you the most desirable man, at least wherever you live. Looks like Cincinnati, Ohio, so that shouldn't be too crazy, too much of a pull. First off, think about this. Realize that you read that book. I too have read that book. It's a phenomenal book. It's by Neil Strauss. Very, very, very well done. Gives you a 30-day basic guide on how to pick up women that are outside of your league. But, sometimes it can backfire because it's just a book. So I'll tell you what you got to do. You want to start getting your confidence up. So I'd highly recommend paying for the company of a young woman. I'm not talking prostitution. I'm talking going to a strip club. Start there. Put your hard-earned money out there. Get a couple lap dances. Start feeling comfortable with the opposite sex. When that produces, go and rent yourself a girlfriend for the day. This would probably be best done in Las Vegas. There's ads in the back of magazines. Now, once again, we're not talking about sex. These are just people that go out and have dates with you. And then while you're doing that, go to one of these Asian massage parlors, not for sex, but just to, get comfortable with the female's touch. When other women see how comfortable you are with a beautiful woman in Las Vegas by your side, they will come flocking to you and you'll become very desirable. This is a surefire way to find your future wife. And it's fun too. I mean, who doesn't enjoy a good strip club session? Anyways, that's what we have for today. Thank you for Lee and Nancy for writing in. And Jeff, if you are listening to this, you are a motherfucker. And bring me back my money and my tequila. And hopefully Judge is gaining all the knowledge he needs to gain off the streets of New York. All right. Until next time, namaste.